Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy.
This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here, Drew over there. Hello.
Yo.
Failey, it's still in the kitchen cooking, so we'll see how that goes, but hopefully he'll be back in time for Waste of Space today. We are on Instagram Live because it is time for...
Come on, where are you?
So pretty. This was a solo.
Oh, okay. So, nerd news. Let's go.
So pretty.
Oh, no. All right. So, recent casting news. The dude that played Black Manta in DC... recently, he was in that. He was in Us as well, but they just... Just as of like yesterday, got him to play a role in The Matrix 4.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so he's casted in the movie. No one really knows what the movie is about at all, but
right.
We're assuming he's going to be the lead character.
I just love that Keanu Reeves is... Oh, is Keanu coming back in
Matrix
4?
Yeah, him, okay. Trinity, whatever her name is. I'm blanking on like all their names right now.
She just wore a lot of pleather.
Yeah. Pleather one. She's coming with the bike helmet that she smacked people with. Yeah. They're both coming back.
All right. Got it.
Yeah, so we'll see what that's all about. There's speculation that the Spider-Man side of things in the MCU are going to end with a Sinister Six movie, because Sony's been trying to get a Sinister Six movie off the ground for a very long time, but they kind of fumbled everything. But I think that's like, if you look at the Sony property Spider-Man movies, it seems that's like where it's going. So
okay.
That's in. There is also speculation that Annihilus, who's kind of, he's a Marvel villain, right? But
okay.
For Phase 5, it's a shorter kind of run of movies than the whole Infinity Saga of films where it's like 10 years. Well, this is only going to be like a 2 or 3 year shot. And some of the movies that have been announced, they're like, it makes sense if Annihilus is going to be the big bad
villain. The big bad guy, okay.
Kind of like a little small villain setting up other big villains.
But it's like the little boss before you get to the big boss.
Yeah, like mini bosses.
Okay, got it.
There's buzz around Joker saying that it's a hardcore Oscar
contender.
But I think some people are kind of biffing up. A lot of it is all on Joaquin Phoenix's back and his performance, not necessarily the movie as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a Best Picture contender or if it's... And I haven't seen it. You saw it.
I did. So. I think the cinematography is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the use of music in the movie is amazing.
Yeah.
So there's multiple things that are in it that are really good.
So then we have to ask ourselves, if all those things come together, does it make the best movie
right.
of the year?
The costuming's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. X-Men's theme song, we were talking about this yesterday off air. The X-Men, the people that made the X-Men cartoon, I think it was Fox back in the day, that intro theme song.
Like,
everyone knows
it.
Well, apparently it was straight bit. Like, it was straight bit from a 1984 Dutch cop drama.
And they finally found out?
Yeah, it's Hungarian police drama called, like, Susan the Cop or something like
that.
So
they thought they'd get away with it, and it's not happening.
No, they found out just 30 years later, and now they're getting sued over it. John Wick is getting a female-focused spinoff that is somehow not about Halle Berry's character from the films.
That's weird.
That is weird, but, you know, okay. Really quick comic book news. Dawn of X is coming. Powers of X, House of X has ended that big giant run by Jonathan Hickman. Now they're announcing a ton of new books. All number one issues. So if you're trying to get into X-Men comics, I suggest reading that and then starting here, because they're saying that this is laying the groundwork for how they're going to be introduced into the MCU, which would be very, very exciting for me. And last but not least, the Rise of Skywalker's trailer, like the big trailer for the push of the movie, is coming at Monday Night Football, October 21st, baby.
So you're going to tune in for football just for that?
I did last time. Like, legit, I watched Monday Night Football just to watch it live. So there you go. That's nerd news.
What's today's date? 10/11/19. For the first time in history, Drew stuck to a timeline I gave him.
Boom!
Holy hell.
I know.
What is going on with the world?
I mean, I could keep on talking.
No, it's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Please excuse Drew with the cough drop in his throat. He still can't get rid of.
I'm honestly jealous.
The salt burning his mouth.
I've never wanted a cough drop more in my life.
We're back on Instagram Live. You can check us out. Shut up, Skippy. Remember this hour, your chance to win my very, very last pair of tickets for Aftershock that actually kicks off today in Sacramento.
We also have a plate of B&G for you.
If you can eat this plate of B&G.
If you need to kill any gears or anything.
Tell you what, this is how you should win the Aftershock.
What?
If you can stomach a plate of that B&G.
It's so bad.
So it's like,
I don't know that. I'll drive you to Aftershock. I'm that confident.
Like, no, you cannot eat it. I'm telling you right now.
Take three bites. And you vomit.
We don't even do a caller, Ted. We just say, come down and
eat
the breakfast.
You legit can't eat it for Aftershock tickets. You can't take a bite and then take another one.
Not without signing a waiver.
I feel like it would be dangerous. So
yeah, I don't want to stroke anyone out today, dude. All right, I'm ready.
Good morning.
I was just thinking of somebody who, you know, when you do long distance endurance events, you wouldn't know, Drew, but you can if you sweat a lot and you drink too much water, you can throw off your body's sodium levels. So sometimes people will take packets of salt. We could just package up
B&G.
Shots of gravy.
Yeah, B&G on the go helps you.
For your next marathon.
For your next marathon, here's a Valiant
B&G.
All right, so anyways, it's time for...
Biscuits and gross. All right. All right, yeah, it's time for Waste of Space at 8, where we talk about horrible people.
Okay.
All right, anyways. Mike, the situation from Jersey Shore.
Oh, we got a situation over here.
It says that Ronnie is ignoring his text after, like, that big blowout.
It was, like, developing news last week.
Yeah, and, like, she posted a picture, Jen Harley posted a picture of like her sitting with the kid, and she has these big old scrape wounds like on her back. Like, it looks like, you know how like when you jump out of a car, I don't know if you've ever done that or anything, but if you were like to hit the road and just that's what it looks like. And they're bad, dude. I'll show you off air, but
By the way, somebody online's like, I'm hungry now. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I can assure you, you are not. You would skip a day's worth of food.
I mean, like you can't eat it. You don't understand. Anyways, also in Ronnie news, they say that finally they're breaking up for good after the latest fight. Sure. Ooh. We will see about that. Kevin Hart, it's been determined that his car crashed because it was caused suddenly by like a sudden acceleration. So I guess
Hit the gas.
Well, none of them had their seatbelts on, first of all. Second of all, they were probably rolling on the freeway and he hit the gas and like peeled out. But that's like that muscle car can peel out at like 60, right? Like it could be going 60.
And then you accelerate
and then it could still peel out.
Did it even have seatbelts, or is it one of those older cars that it didn't even
have? It did have seatbelts. I think he got the job done. It did have seatbelts. Maybe not like the super safe ones, but it did. Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know, we love Tekashi.
Of course.
2018 MVP.
Yeah, 2018 MVP. He's coming out. Now he's a Tekashi Snitch 9 or whatever everyone's calling him. But he's just scored. This is great. He just scored a record-breaking, like, record deal from in jail.
Worked out for him.
$10 million. He doesn't get paid unless he gets out of jail. Okay, wait, hold on. This is how they're hedging their bets here.
Okay.
He has to stay alive to collect, okay?
Okay.
Now, he's also quoted as saying that he's pretty sure, like, all of, like, the gang drama will go away.
Will he record in prison?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't get any money. He can't do
anything
any work until he's out
of jail.
That gives
him some serious street cred, though, if he was recording in prison.
Well, not really. So, the thing is that he's very confident that all this is just going to go away once he gets out of jail.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Not on this scale, bud. This is a bad one. So, Colin Kaepernick releases a fact sheet about himself because he's noticed a lot of stuff rolling around the internet and da-da-da-da-da. So he released this one-page document that's full of, like, Kaepernick facts, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Again, you just saying Colin Kaepernick, half of the people are like, bah! And then the other half are like, what? And like,
yeah.
Whatever.
I want to read it.
Yeah. And Antonio Brown news, our favorite dude that has kind of crazy troubles.
Antonio Brown irritates people less than Kaepernick. Kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's kind of the point of the story is that they're all, oh, he's out there working with on a police football field, and he looks pretty fast. Like, that was the article that I'm like, yeah, because he's running away from his legal troubles. Like,
that'll keep you more fit than anything.
Yeah, like, God, he's trying to make money because he just realized that he just, like, prima donna'd himself out of a lot of money. And there's a lot of stuff going around that guy, so we'll have to see what happens. But I can already see, like, the shift of the media trying to, like, football players get away with a lot for some reason, and I don't.
So what would be interesting, I now have a life where I'm talking about football off the air. Anyway, he's going back to school, and it would be so weird to be in a class with somebody that you know all that about them. Mm-hmm. Or as the professor, having been in that role before, I go, like, how would I mean, you treat all students equal, but, like, how would you confront that? I don't know. It'd be weird.
Maybe he should just try out for the football team again. Go back, play for him again.
That would be funny.
Just a grown ass
man. Yeah, he's like 28, and he's like, hey, I'm back to play.
Sup.
One of Mac Miller's alleged dealers pled not guilty. The second one that was arrested was quarantined in jail for a mump scare, which is kind of crazy. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Side note of a not-so waste of spaciest thing, there's an episode, or there's a character on Sesame Street now. The character's parent is battling addiction. Mm-hmm. So it's a way that they're working in the opiate crisis to educate kids, because the reality is a large segment of kids today have parents with addiction problems. And I just thought, like, wow, it's really progressive and good of the Sesame Street writers and stuff to address that. But anyway.
What do you think they're talking about when they're like, Cookie Monster, man? He's been dealing with addiction for like 35 years. I love Cookie Monster. And last but not least, speaking of like mascot types, I don't know. Do you know who Gritty is? The Philadelphia Flyers, their mascot Gritty. He became a meme. Became a meme because they announced it, and he looks mad all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And they named him Gritty, and everyone's like, what? But then Gritty became this awesome, self-aware meme. And there, he's out there.
Oh my God.
He's out there with a sign that is calling out one of the players' girlfriends by name and says that she could do better. And it's everyone's pointed at Gritty. Gritty. So Gritty's not a waste of space. It's just more to like wash the taste of like really salty gravy and the mean people out of your life.
I haven't even been able to listen to you. I can focus on
the salt.
So that has been
waste of space today.
It's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Dominic Fike, that's three nights. Drew's got a little tummy problems right now.
Yeah.
A little tum-tum issues.
I mean, it's going to take him three nights to get that salt
out of your mouth. Bailey, I swear to God, like off air, we're like, oh, it's pretty sickening. Like, I'm getting kind of sick.
Have you ever swam in like the ocean and just like a wave gets in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
That's why I don't snorkel.
Really?
The ocean is really salty and gross.
So it's like B&G.
It's just like
salty
breakfast.
In two ways. Like my mouth is salty, literally.
So is my spirit.
And just
made my
morale.
Attitude salty.
Yeah, I'm just really salty right now all around because that bite was taken from me.
So there's nothing like really looking forward to something and being massively disappointed.
Yeah.
That's the first 35 years of my life.
That's also the first 2 years of my radio career. So.
All right, Bailey. Well, this is your time to shine. So let's see if you practice.
Don't even know if I can talk. There's some people you should get to know. Best of show, whatever.
With Bailey it, with Salty it.
All right. First story, Emma Watson. You might know her as a wizard.
Hermione!
You might also know her from any other role. I don't know. She's Hermione. Anyway, so she started a hotline for women that they can call for free legal advice about sexual harassment charges.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, because you got to be careful. Sometimes you go to HR and you think HR is for you and HR is for the company.
Well, here's the thing. One in two women have experienced it, according to research, sexual harassment, but only one in five women are comfortable enough speaking up about it.
That makes sense.
So this hotline helps them see the best course of action for them, how they can get through it, and how they can send people to justice.
All right. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one is. You guys ready?
So
okay.
Ready.
So this one is about a cheerleader, Tyra Winters.
I was like, what is he doing right now?
I don't know.
Tyra Winters is a cheerleader down in Texas, Rock Wall High, and they're doing a homecoming parade, and she's doing her cheers, her BB aggressives, and then she notices a mom making like a human pyramid with her son. She's like, oh, that's cool. And then she soon realized that the baby was choking and the face was turning purple.
Oh, geez. So she's trying to get people's attention. So, okay. Yeah.
So Tyra somersaulted or back spring.
Like she Buffy the Vampire Slayer right off that. She double said, triple lutz.
She got a lift thrown up to her and she was able to save the 2-year-old from choking from a piece of candy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's
she says
intense.
She grew up with siblings and stuff like that. That's how she knew how to do it. She like legit jumped off, said quack, 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 and like got it dislodged, and then said do, 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 and did three backflips right back up.
And totally stuck the landing.
Yes.
She's a pro.
Well done. Well done. Cheerleaders save lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tyra, Emma,
Salt.
Salt.
No, the water that washed it out.
Two out of three of those were best of show. You can guess who.